said yesterday. You didn't realize you were my Ritzka King was irritating me in a delicate way. And then I was looking at my notes not too long ago. Different notes. So I thought I say. I'm not sure if in sheer or if people asked me afterwards and I made a mistake. So it has to be clarified. Gotta wait until more people come. Sure. We told about yesterday, we made a bracha of Zekif Kipufim before Mati Asur. So the Shmur says over here, Shmur says that the Mechaba says, Lo Yivarchen, you don't make a Mati Asur. So the Shmur says, Shekiva and Shinas and Adosh Nitzvah and the Garmin, they're called a Mati Asur. V'yesh Chokim v'zeh. Those are Chodik and whole and make Mati Asurim. Maski Achroinim Lahakal v'zeh. So yesterday I think I said, I'm not sure if I said it clearly in Shir or if the Shir told people that I understood Maski Achroinim Lahakal v'zeh mean that you can still make Mati Asurim, but that's wrong. Maski Achroinim Lahakal v'zeh, the Achroinim are Maski Lahakal v'zeh that you do not make Mati Asurim afterwards. Do not make them, like that's the Hemshech. Because of him going to Toy Shir, Shish Ma'akha, Bracha, you should hear from someone else. And then he says in Bishosham, Bracha, Hashem, I said, Kavanas, Zekif, Kupim, Vikavar, was he said, Bracha, Hashem, Zekif, Kupim, Sayi, Zekif, Kupim, Abraham, the Azla, Yuchim, Mati Asurim. You're not going to be able to say Mati Asurim. You finish off Zekif, Kupim, even though you're not going to say Mati Asurim. Correct me what I said yesterday. That if you said Zoykin Pufufim, you cannot say Mati Asur Mif. Because of Rim Gon, Toyin Shemish Mami Achle Yishmah Mitzvah. I think it's still true what we made later on by Shlesani Goy, Shlesani Ish, over there he doesn't bring down the Toyin Shemishmah at all. But over here, at least over here, Pshat is that the Lahakal means not to make the Bracha. Doesn't mean the hakel to make the bracha means from the Maram Kodesh. So you look at the Maram Kodesh that it brings the Maram Taz, Prim Gan, it's a word from there that the lahakel is not to make the bracha. And that's what the Mishnah was saying afterwards, that if you said Baruch Atah Hashem with the Gavon for Zekif Pufim, you fear Ois Zekif Pufim, even though you will not be able to make Mati Asur. Now, then he's vice of that Prim Gan, and that's Toiv Sheyishma Me'acha. Okay. Now the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where Rav Moshe is masbir that idol levush, the levush that we mentioned yesterday, or we said that it could come out of chumrah if someone's relying on hearing it from someone else. The levush says you've only been moitzi berachas shachar if you have 10 people. So Moshe says enachnami, but where there's no other choice. So then we'll be semich on the chokim of the mosh that you could be yoitz even though there's no 10 people. Or you could say that since this person himself has a suffix, and because the suffix bracha is lahakol, he cannot make a bracha. Mimele, he becomes like an enig baki. He's like an enig baki, and like we mentioned yesterday, that the bir lacha, certain tests bring shitas that hold. That by Ein Baki, the Levush will be mighty, that he can be mighty even though there's no 10 people. Okay? So that's a Rashi. It's not an interesting question, but Tzlach and Chaval Bombay discusses that if a person is a Sufik, if he's in any situation of Safik Bracha Zakal, any situation where a person is in Safik Bracha Zakal, so if you're going to have someone be mighty and Shemei Ka'ina, it's more than Hira Kediba. Shemei Ka'ina is like you're saying the bracha. So then, there's a tzad over here that you're making a bracha of Atala. Right? So you want to say it's Kalin Machlik is Rashi Tosis. But again, someone's down in Shmonesri and he stops to listen to Kaddish and Kedush over there. Rashi says you should stop to listen and be Yoitz through Shemei Ka'ina. Tosis Chalik on it. Right? If you can't say it, you can't hear it. And he wants to be telling that machlag is over there. However, that's a discussion by itself. And this is a Maramok in the heart, Svi, and Simen Nun Beis, and also in Mikroi Kodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, Simen Hei. Over there he says the whole Tzli of the Tzlach is not Muchach, and also it's possible that other Nikudas that Tzlach says over there is also not Muchach. Akubar Mitzlam, it's interesting, Ha'ara, and maybe one day we'll get back to him when we learn Hokus Brachas. Okay, now, so that's the correction of what we said yesterday. Okay, so the Simen Vav, Simen Zayin, I keep saying Simen Vav, Simen Zayin, Ois Dalet. Acha ma v'shein me'enoi usnu me'afapoi, ifti the brocha ma v'shein me'enoi usnu me'afapoi, Ein oinen omen, we don't answer omen, ki ein kan tzim brocha, el vihi rotzen. Vihi rotzen is a hef shech shayach gam ken brocha zois. Tzim ha brochi, ha goy mo chason day mo lamo Yisrael. And that's why the chazin, a lot of times, as the brocha quietly, so then no one will answer omen over there. Okay, hey, haneo kol lai. Someone's up all night, Baruch Baboike called Berchas a Shachai, can make all the Berchas Shachai in the morning. Chut mi Berchas Alantila Zidayim Shein Mubarach. Chef Alantila Zidayim, which you cannot make. But we once mentioned that, we mentioned earlier that Alantila Zidayim, there are Achar the whole day you could make Alantila Zidayim. And the Mishmurah speaks out that this whole machalik, so that you can make Alam Tzidayim or not, is if you were not Oysa Tzrocha. If someone was Oysa Tzrocha before Tefillah, then the Askamas Achorim is that you need to wash your hands and you could make a bracha. And that's why the Mishmurah says, V'chein Nochen L'chatchila, V'mi, Shendei, or Kol Alay, that someone was up all night, like the Lel Shavuos, Yas Tzrocha, V'yatomayim, V'yishavshev, V'yishvi, Matomayim should urinate and the Meshavshim should touch a mocking which is Mechosa. As the Kuli Alma Yischai Rebarach, Rebarach Antis Daim Vashayata. That's what the Meshbura says over there in Simen Dalet, Sivkot and Lamed. So that's been the Gei the Bracha of Antis Daim. Uberach is Alkai Neshama, Vama Vashena. The Bracha of Alkai Neshama and Ama Vashena also. One cannot make if they were up the whole night. Which this is also a question in the Paiskim, if he could or not. Therefore we're knowing that he should be mechavim to be yotze. He should hear from someone else to be mechavim to be yotze from someone else. If he did sleep at night, shis and nishmin, which there are different shittas on what shis and nishmin is, but I think the accepted sheet is a half an hour. So then he'll be able to make these brachas. Chayin Berchas Atayra. Berchas Atayra also is, if he was up all night, he can't make Berchas Atayra. Chayin Berchas Atayra is something Baruch Eloi. Now, the Mishabur brings down the Kiva Eger. If someone slept during the day, Shinas Keva, Losh HaMishruah, Shinas Keva Al Mitasai. The question is, what he means by Al Mitasai? Does it mean Dafka on a bed? How about sometimes a person could put his head down on a standing, get a better sleep than on a bed? But it means, Pashas means a Kvudika sleep, a good sleep. Right? So if he slept during the day, Shinas Keva, and then that night he was up all night, so Kivega Paskin's over here that you'll be able to make a bracha in the morning of Berchas HaTorah. So we're samech on that. We're samech on that on our Kivega. So it comes out that what we left with, Alantis Zidayim we got out of if he uses the bathroom. Berchas HaTorah, if he slept during the day, he can make Berchas HaTorah. So we're left with the Alkai Nisham and Amar Vashena. Okay. Now, when you're being, if one is being Yotza, what?
Someone's finished his off.
So, if
it's too
scared of the show. If if someone is being yoitza berachas ha'tayra from someone else, right? Let's say in the case where he is being yoitza berachas ha'tayra, so then you should say right after he hears the bracha, he say a few psukim, so we can say like memakim limud, or okay. So let's see now. Vav kol berachas ha'shachar le'amro kodesh shespalel. Berachas ha'shachar, one did not say before, he could say it afterwards. Chutz from berachas ha'tizidayim, the chiv liyishem the tizidayim shachres niskan shema tefila. Right, that was one of the svaras that we learned from the Rosh, that it was niskan for tefila. Ken la'achas shespal ein oid mokoyim the bracha zois. Now, so far we say like this: if he did not say the berachas ha'shachar before shachres, many achrim hold that it's better to say berachas ha'shachar before shachris, even if it's on the cheshbon of skipping a psukah zimra, because since me'ikar din should really be saying it as you're getting up, as you have ran up, like you throw down in the gemara, but we don't do that. So therefore, you should say it as close as possible to that zman. But it's important to say it before davening. And I think I pick up also they bring down in the honor that it should be said after before davening. So about the person should say before davening. If they did not say before davening, so then like we said yesterday, you could say it after davening. And there's different sheets how long you have after davening to say it. So about the chatchila, a person should say it soon after davening, before the end of the fourth hour. If he didn't say it then, try to say it for Chatzais. If he didn't say it then, he has the whole day to say it. Okay, except for Antisidayim, that's one exception. Chutz mi berachas al kain neshama, shekvar yotza berachas v'chayim meisim, that he's yotza with the bracha of v'chayim meisim. Berachas ha'tayra, and lo yamron kadem ha'tfila, nechlik ba'apayskim im yamron lach ha'tfila oylai. Some say that it will only help you right after davening, you learn right away. Which is interesting that Kriya Shema doesn't help you. Therefore, one should be careful in order not to run into this suffix. Make berachas ha'tayra before tefila. B'diavim shachar levarech kodem ha'tefila. Yilmad eize dov miyad achat tefila. She learns something right after tefila. Vim gam zay shachar. As I am a sveik, gam kenein yitzach levarech oid berachas ha'tayra. If they call you for Aliyah, and Kra'u, Lalis, the Torah, Koyim, Shebech, Bech, Zatera, and Meshal, and Baruch, Koyim, Kol, Bech, Zatera, if it's possible for you to say the Bech, Zatera, Gam, Lai, Mechal, Bach, Es, Pasik, Echad, Gugoy, Yivarecho, Vigoy, Me, Yase, Kain. You should do this, Ba'ach, Kach, Yala, Lutar, Vivar, Vim, Eif, Shal, Lelaz, Es, Kain, Yala, Kach, Lutayra, Kim, Shebech, and since he made the Baruch, Hashabach, Abad, Mechulu, Lyem, Ach, Kach, Rak, Bech, Zashikit, Shana, Barevna. Ad lama yisrael b'yem yivarechecha. Fine, okay, Blina, tomorrow we'll say some ha'aris on these halachas that we just went through. But we're holding this to the